This is Grant Kaltenbach with SEMO Spotlight. I sat down with Kayla Patek, a general studies major and a senior here at Southeast Missouri State University, who spent her time here advocating for changes around campus to help visually impaired students. So, where did this begin?
What gave my experiences really something really special at SEMO was I took a communications class, relational communication, with Jean Harris in the fall at Academic Hall, and it was really awesome. She had never taught a visually impaired student until I took her class. So I started off by bringing her photos of, like, what I see from day to day, like the way steps blend together or how, like, there's no contrast in certain areas of campus or, like, lighting at night. It's really hard for me to see at night, so I'm trying to get better lighting in certain areas of campus. And she was willing to learn from me, so I was willing to teach her. And she basically made it into something way more amazing than I ever thought it would be. So it's really awesome. It started off giving presentations to her classes, and then other professors wanted me to give presentations, and I have to give a presentation the first day we're back from winter break to Dr. Sintel's copywriting class that I'm in. He hasn't taught a visually impaired student either, so it's a repeat scenario that he's willing to learn from me and I'm willing to teach him, so that'll be really fun. And then I have to give presentations to more than one of Jean Harris's classes. I wasn't sure about how, like, SEMO's upper administration would be. Like, I thought they would be against what I was trying to do, but I was happily surprised that everybody I've talked to is for it and they're supportive, and I haven't had any opposition from administration. Facilities management has, they are moving forward with some of my suggestions, and that has to do with lighting, like, because I went around with them on a campus shuttle one night and identified areas for them that were dark and, like, poorly lit and they need better lighting. And they agreed with me. And there's plenty of good things and joyful memories. Like, I guess it was a presentation I had done at the end of September that caused this whole adventure to gain momentum. And it was, I gave two presentations to Professor Harris's, they were freshman communication courses. And the second presentation, I got a lot less nervous because Pam Vargas unexpectedly attended and she videotaped it for me. And that was a really pleasant surprise that made my nerves go away. I always get the pre-performance anxiety, so I'm nervous until I start talking and then it's gone. Overall, it's been a positive experience and memorable, and I'm really glad I took Professor Harris's class, because if I hadn't chosen to take her class, none of this would have happened.
This has been SEMO Spotlight. For more SEMO Spotlight podcasts, check out krcu.org.